December 6, 1919 in the Divine Will, the soul gives God the love that lost souls do not give him. In creating man, God left him free, and gave him the power to do the good he wanted. I feel no strength to write of my painful fortunes. I will just say a few words which my sweet Jesus told me, and which I wasn't even thinking of putting on paper. But Jesus, reproaching me for this, made me make up my mind to write them down. Now, I remember that one night I was doing the adoration of my crucified Jesus, telling him, "My love, in your will I find all generations. And in the name of the whole human family, I adore you, I kiss you, I repair you for all. I give your wounds and your blood to all, so that all may find their salvation. And if the lost souls can no longer benefit from your most holy blood, nor love you, I take it in their place, in order to do what they should have done. I do not want your love to remain defaulted in anything on the part of creatures. I want to compensate, repair you, love you for all, from the first to the last man." While I was saying this and other things, my sweet Jesus stretched his arms around my neck, and squeezing all of me, told me, "My daughter, echo of my life, while you were praying, my mercy was softening, and my justice was losing sharpness, and not only in the present time, but also in the future, because your prayer will remain an act in my will. By virtue of it, my softened mercy will flow more abundantly, and my justice will be less rigorous. Not only this, but I will feel the note of the love of the lost souls, and my heart will feel for you a love of special tenderness, finding in you the love which these souls owed me. And I will pour into you the graces which I had prepared for them." Another time he told me, "My daughter, I love the creature so much that if in creating the heavens, the stars, the sun and all nature I left no freedom to them, so that the heavens cannot add one star or remove one, nor can the sun dissolve or add one more drop of light, in creating man, I left him free. Even more, I wanted him together with me, creating the stars, the sun, in order to embellish the heaven of his soul. As he would do good and exercise himself in the virtues, I would give him the power to form his own stars and the brightest suns. The more good he would do, the more stars he would form. The greater the intensity of his love and sacrifice, the more splendor and light he would add to his suns. And I, spreading myself in the heaven of his soul, would tell him, 'My son, the more beautiful you want to become, the more you please me. Even more, I love your beauty so much that I push you, I instruct you. And as soon as you make up your mind, I run and, together with you, I renew the creative power, giving you the power to do all the good that you want. I love you so much that I did not make you slave, but free. But, alas, how much abuse of this power that I have given you. You have the courage to convert it into your ruin and into offense to your Creator.